On today's show, Honda dumps Takata airbags for the next Accord. Detroit automakers shined at the 24 hours of Daytona, and Mannheim starts running mobile auctions. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for January 26th of 2015. When airbag manufacturer Takata ran into a buzzsaw of problems and a record number of recalls, Honda was the one car company that said it would stand behind the supplier. Well, maybe not for every one of its cars. Reuters reports that Honda will use airbags made by Toyota Gosei for the North American version of the next-gen Accord that goes on sale in 2017. That's a big blow to Takata because Honda is its largest customer, and the Accord accounts for a quarter of Honda sales in the U.S. Reuters also reports that the new CR-V and Odyssey will also use airbags from Toyota Gosei starting in 2016. If you've bought a set of brake pads recently, you might have noticed tiny pieces of copper sprinkled throughout the friction material. In case you didn't know, copper efficiently transfers heat, smooths out the braking process, and can help prevent brake squeal. But copper can get into water runoff, ending up in lakes and rivers, and that's not a good thing. So automakers signed an agreement to reduce the amount of copper and other harmful materials used in brake friction material. The industry will have to come up with an alternative to copper, but at the moment, copper's unique characteristics make it difficult to replicate with other materials. Motor racing fans who have been waiting for months to watch almost any kind of race were treated to a terrific event at the 24 Hours of Daytona, and the Detroit-based automakers must be mighty pleased with the results. A Ford EcoBoost engine in a Ganassi Daytona prototype powered its way past everyone else to take the overall win. A Pratt & Miller Chevrolet Corvette won the class in GTLM, a Dodge Viper won the GT Daytona class, and a Chevrolet-powered car from PR1 Motorsports took the win in the PC class. This is a very competitive series with 53 entrants fielding. Ferraris, Porsches, BMWs, Aston Martins, Audis, Hondas, and Mazdas. Still to come, MTV says millennials actually prefer driving cars to using social media. Elon Musk makes an appearance on The Simpsons, and Mannheim pioneers mobile auctions.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
There's a lot of us out there that think that millennials would rather have their noses buried in a smartphone than to jump behind the wheel of a car. But according to a new study from MTV, that's not true. 70% of millennials say they like driving a lot. 3 in 4 of them would rather give up social media for a day than their car for a day. And 72% would prefer to drive for a week over texting for a week. As it turns out, millennials claim to drive more miles per month than any other generation. Now we just need to get them to stop driving and texting at the same time. Elon Musk unveiled an all-new electric autonomous car last night on the popular Fox comedy The Simpsons. The Tesla founder lent his voice to an animated version of himself as he rocketed into Springfield, teamed with Homer on new products, and then caused an economic depression in the town as he tried to save the planet. All that in a half hour where the writers also poked fun at his ideas and business, letting Lisa Simpson say, "For a man who likes electric cars, he sure burns an awful lot of rocket fuel." Not a bad move for Musk to show that he can actually take a joke. Actually, lots of them to counteract his rather stuffy image. Though if this TV thing continues, we might have to start worrying about his business if he shows up on ABC's Shark Tank as a contestant. Coming up next, instead of dealers taking their used cars to auction, now the auction will come to them.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
We spent part of the weekend at the annual convention for the National Auto Dealers Association. You might want to check out the interviews that we did there and have posted to our website and our YouTube channel. Some observations. Dealers in the U.S. market are in a very good mood, and there was a lot of action on the floor. One recurring topic, dealers are trying to slash the amount of time it takes to buy a car. Today, that can take up to 4 hours to go through all the paperwork. They're trying to get that down to about 90 minutes. But a lot of that has to do with shifting the burden to the buyer and having him or her fill out a lot of the forms online before they even get to the dealership. And before you blame dealers for the time that it takes, remember, they face a mountain of regulations that require all that paperwork. There's an old English saying that says, if the mountain can't come to Muhammad, then Muhammad must go to the mountain. Well, now that thinking is being applied to used car auctions. Instead of having car dealers bring their used cars to auctions, Manheim has started bringing auctions to dealerships. It provides everything that's needed, including the auctioneers. Manheim held an event earlier this month at Hendrick Automotive that was attended by 600 dealers who bought 86% of the 508 vehicles that were on sale. Manheim calls these mobile auctions, and no doubt we're going to see a lot more of this as it can save dealers a ton of cost and a ton of time. Hey, that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching.